The opening production at the Crossroads Repertory Theater in Terre Haute is of Carl Sternheim's The Underpants, adapted by the comedian, author, banjo player, Steve Martin, and directed by our guest, Laura Riddle. Laura, thanks very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background in theater. I understand you actually are returning to ISU this summer.
That's right. I haven't been here for 10 years now. I went to ISU as an undergraduate student, came out to the Midwest to do my college education, and when I graduated, I went up to Chicago and got an MFA in acting at DePaul University. And I just love Chicago, and I've stayed in the region really ever since I came out to ISU. I ended up coming back to ISU in, I think it was 87, and I was a professor here of theater for 6 years, and then I went up to my current position in Green Bay, where I teach acting at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
And now you're back directing for the Crossroads Repertory Theater. The Underpants comes from 1910, and Steve Martin seems to have been a bit taken. It begins with what I think we now call a Janet Jackson moment.
Exactly. We've been using that phrase, a wardrobe malfunction. At the very beginning of the play, we don't see the moment. It's in an old-fashioned way. The event is told to us through exposition at the beginning of the play. Louise and Theo are a middle-class couple. He works for the government, and she is a housewife in 1910 Germany, and they go to see the parade, and it's a patriotic parade, and the king is at the parade, and at the highlight of the parade, when the king is coming by, Louise reaches up to wave as high as she can and jumps up onto a bench and is waving to the king when suddenly her underpants fall down, and she immediately steps out of them, tucks them under her shawl, and hopes that no one saw them. But of course, everyone saw them. Everyone nearby saw them, and it spreads like wildfire, the news of this event. And her husband is more concerned that he's going to lose his job than that his wife might have been embarrassed by the event. But it's turned into a huge event in the town that everybody knows about. It's a wonderful play. I've really enjoyed working on it. The whole point of the play is that for the tiniest little thing, anybody can become notorious and even famous, but famous for the wrong reasons, not because they're a politician or incredibly talented at something. It's a complete accident that brings them to the public eye, and how much they can enjoy that the attention of the public and that they miss it when it goes away just as quickly as it came.
In describing this comedy, it sounds as if what we have is not a comedy of wit particularly, but perhaps more of manners.
There are enough, I think there's enough slapstick in the production to make any theater goer have, just some nice, good laughs in the theater. But there's also a good deal of intellectual banter.
We've been talking with Laura Riddle. She's the director for Carl Sternheim's The Underpants, adapted by Steve Martin and presented by the Crossroads Repertory Theater. It's the opening production, opens on Friday the 20th, continues in the weekend, and then enters the repertory. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.